Bullet zipped over my head as I dropped straight down into the splits. Years of training made me nice and limber, which was perfect for situations like this. It also pulled up the memory of the fun I'd had with Garub the night before, but that's a different story. I hopped up slightly, bringing my legs back together so I could slide my right leg across and toward my left. Then, I rolled expertly, my blades caressing the floor under me. At the end of the tumble, I vaulted up and landed on my feet in a full run. I wasn't heading directly at the bad guys. That would have been dumb, since I'd have been filled with holes before getting three steps. Instead, I ran at an angle to the right, just ahead of their ever-moving gun barrels. The house was getting destroyed as bullets hit vases, furniture, and those priceless paintings. My guess was that the owner of this house would be more distraught over the destruction of her property than she'd be over the death of her friend. Based on how nobody here visited Grayson after the accident, material things seemed to be the more important aspect of their lives. To be fair, that was probably also the case with Grayson. But Garrick's words about it being our obligation to protect those who can't protect themselves did not allow us to omit pricks. So I was going to do what I could, regardless of their self-centered egotism.
"We need backup!"
the dude in the back called out as I reached the group of goons. I brought my blade up and slid it right through the first guy's throat, a blast of flame radiating through the steel. Spinning past him while yanking that blade free gave me the perfect slicing motion to chop down the second guy as he tried to turn and run. That left the mobster who'd called for help. I pulled up short, setting a blade on either side of his neck. He dropped the gun.
"Who'd you call just now, asshole?" I demanded.
Thea,
he stammered. I pressed the blades a little harder.
"There are more, waiting outside!"
The door burst open, and a bunch more bad guys walked in. I glared at the guy in front of me. He was smiling now.
"Looks like you're dead now, bitch."
"Guess that makes two of us," I deadpanned, while letting my blade slice through his flesh. He grabbed his throat and sank to the ground as I summoned power into my hands and ran away from the mass of rich dipshits. It wasn't my plan to have them end up as collateral damage when the new arrivals started firing. Still,
"Get on the ground, you fucking idiots!"
I yelled at the partygoers before diving across one of the crazy big tables and crashing to the floor on the other side. Everything that had survived the initial onslaught from the first three guys was decimated under the blasts of the new guns. There were so many bullets flying through the air that I was beginning to wonder if the house would even be able to remain standing. I dropped one of my blades and launched a shield seconds before the first barrage of lead found me. One bullet got through and grazed my shoulder. It didn't feel great, but it was just a stinger that had be healed within a minute. One of the many perks about being a hellion with a healthy dose of magic was my ability to heal fast. I wasn't immortal or anything, and it wasn't like I was alone in the supernatural community for having the ability to heal fast. I was just better at it than most. I stood up and slid my blades back into their sheaths. All the rich people were gaping in shock as bullets hit my shield, deadened, and fell to the ground harmlessly.
"Pegs,"
I called to the Black Ops Paranormal Police Department headquarters, using my connector. "I'm going to need some help from the cleaners."
"Uh-oh, what happened?"
"The mob decided to crash the party I'm at, and I've had to do a little bloodying."
"Do you need backup?" she replied. "I can get Case on there in a snap."
"I think I'm good," I replied, after first checking over the remaining goons. There were only eight of them standing there. "Yeah, I'm good."
"You're sure?"
"Yeah, but the normals here are seeing some shit that will definitely mess with their heads for a long time to come, so be sure the cleaners are prepared to work with their memories."
"I'll have them send a specialist. Any repairs needed?"
"Yep."
"How bad?"
The walls behind me were shredded, but I had a feeling the foyer was about to become even worse. "Substantial," I answered. "Gotta run."
"Be careful."
"I'm not even sure what that word means, Pegs," I laughed and cut the connection.
"Turn the guns on the rich fuckers,"
yelled the main guy.
"That'll get her attention."
I obviously couldn't allow them to do that. There was only so much the cleaners could clean up after all, and it was already going to be a challenge for them to explain away the death of the old guy. I did the first thing that came to mind. I launched a spell that I affectionately named the Ripper. Its job was to rip apart anything that stood in its way. The problem with using that spell, though, was that it knocked my power reserves massively, even with the energy-enhancing anklet that Peggy had developed for me.